Hey, hey, now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And it is Election Day. I hope that you are out and ready and set to go to vote, to exercise your right to make choices about the world that you want to see, and to really just honor all who came before us, who fought and who died and who strived for this opportunity for us to be able to use our voice on this day. So hopefully you have had an opportunity to put it in your schedule to make sure that you are actively participating in the place in the world that you want to see. We are in the beginning of March, and this is marching season, and I am in the middle of marching orders. And what are marching orders? Marching orders are the things that you put in place during this specific month of the year so that you can reap the remaining 9 months of the year. Once again, what is marching season? Marching orders. These are the things that you put in place during this month of the year so you can watch them reap during the remaining 9 months. And why is this month so important? Because this is actually the culmination of the New Year season. A lot of people, right after Christmas, right after they've spent all their money, or right after they've gotten over the holiday cheer and joy and all of that stuff, a lot of people start to look at everything that they want to do differently. And I don't think that there was a breathing soul. I think the plants were even planning what 2020 was going to be like. I mean, everything that's alive, I think the rocks were crying out saying 2020 is coming. You know how it is. That happened in 1999, and then it happened in, you know, the year 2000, party over, it's out of time. And here we are now in 2020, and everybody was going to do everything different. You were leaving the last decade behind. And then we had some people trying to tell us, well, the new decade didn't really start because it doesn't start till 2021. And I politely told all of those people to be quiet. We're not interested in what you're talking about. The numbers have turned, and so have we. So we have left the last decade behind. We're not doing the people we used to do. We're not doing the things we used to do. We're not doing the drama we used to do. We're not doing the food we used to do. We're not doing any of that because 2020 is my year. Everybody has said it. The rocks, the plants, the people, the children, babies, everybody want to do something new in 2020. And here you are. And things have not worked out. It has not gotten off to the start that you wanted to get off to. Well, guess what? March is the month that culminates the new year. The new year isn't just the first day, the first week, or the first month. The new year is the first 3 months. So I want you to march with me. What are you dreaming of? What are you thinking of? What are you planning? Put your action into place. All of my people who finished, who started Wealth Vision 2020, the 20 in 2020, and started the 21 days of financial freedom, and now you're on to the next stage, let me tell you something. I got something for you. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?
A little check to Monday, a little check to Monday, a little check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Then let your son tell you what you need to do. She is a woman.
is tough. She's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. That means you, no matter where you are, no matter what your situation is, you have the ability to move to the next step. So let's say you have to take 100 steps. I'm just speaking figuratively. And you're only on step one. Well, all you have to worry about right now is going to step two. And as long as it takes you to get to step two, as long as you keep going, you will eventually get there. And then once you pass step two, you are eventually going to move on and keep going to step three. So let's talk about if your marching season is all about getting your finances back in order. Maybe your money is funny. Maybe your change is strange. Maybe things aren't adding up the way you want them to. Possibly you might be living check to Monday, or worse, check to 2 o'clock, or even worse than that, check to yesterday. Yeah, check to 2 o'clock. You get paid at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 2 o'clock, it's gone. Or you got paid today and or whatever day it was, and before you got paid, your money, your account was in the negative, and after you got paid, your account was in the negative, then you need to start over from scratch. And so this is what I want you to do during this marching season, during this month. If you can't do it any other month, do it now. Track every single penny that you spend, every single penny. I don't care if it's 52 cents, $7.22, $60.99, track every single penny that you spend. Why? Because some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. It would be nice if a dollar said, I'm about to roll, bounce up out of here, and when you come find me, I'm not going to be there. It would be nice if it did talk, but it doesn't. It literally slips away and you don't know what happened. Well, guess what? On this day, when you are making decisions, when you are exercising your right to voice your opinion through a vote, then I want you to understand that you have all the power. You get to decide whether you use that power or not. You get to decide how you use that power. Now, let me tell you something about power. Power is like having a dependent. More specifically, it's like having a child. You know, you have children, and you don't have to raise your children. I used to tell my children that. Do you understand your father and I do not have to raise you? There is no law requiring us to raise you. We're doing this by choice. If we wanted to, we could leave you with a grandparent. If we wanted to, we could send you somewhere. We could put you in foster care. We can put you up for adoption. We're choosing to take care of you. So with your power, you get to make that choice. You get to choose to take care of your power, or you choose not to. But here's what you can't do. The law does not permit you to neglect your children. If you're going to raise them, you must feed them. You cannot neglect them and let them starve to death. You're going to go to jail. You also cannot abuse them. If you abuse them, you're also going to have to deal with some negative consequences. Your power is the same way. You cannot neglect your power. If you neglect your power, you're going to feel the punishment that goes along with that. And if you abuse your power, so what is abusing your power? Abusing your power is like having money and then doing what you want to do with it because you just think you can. That's why I was living check to Monday. I was making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a month, and I was just doing what I wanted to do, abusing the power. The Bible says, he who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. He who is unfaithful with little will be unfaithful with much. Who can be trusted with true riches if he can't handle? The Bible calls it unrighteous mammon, unrighteous money. Like, it ain't even righteous. You can't even handle money. You want to live out a dream, but you can't even handle money. You want to serve the world. You want to build a nonprofit. You want to help people. But the Bible says you can't even handle money. So when I read that and actually applied it to myself, because, see, here's what people do when we read stuff. We'll read something, and that message is for you. And you'll name 80 other people that the message belongs to, but it really belongs to you. You ever been in church and the preacher say something, and you know the preacher talking about that person. That person start amening like he talking about somebody else. No, he talking about you. He just came down your row, hit you upside the head, and you didn't even realize that you had been hit upside the head. So the first thing you got to do is be willing to accept when you get hit upside the head. Because when you get hit upside the head, it's just like when we were growing up. It's not too harm you, it is to prosper you. When Grandma B used to whoop my butt, and I needed it because I talk back. If you don't realize it, I got a big mouth, always have had, and always had a problem with authority in my mouth. So I got whippings. But those whippings were to strengthen me. And so right now, if you are experiencing a financial whipping, then I want you to track every single penny starting today, starting right now, because you're going to see where your money is going. And then once you see it, when you can own it, let's just say you only got $1,000 and you spend $300 on Starbucks. It's easy. You either going to look at that and do something about it, or you're going to accept the fact that Starbucks is making all the money that you should be making for yourself. You listen to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I'm going to take some calls after the break at 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. But right now it's 1230 on the Talk of Chicago, and we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or by calling 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And you can follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. That's right, at Lynn Richardson on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Go find Lynn Richardson. On Facebook, you have to find Dr. Lynn Richardson. And you can follow this show, The Millionaires Roundtable, at Lynn Millionaire. You can listen anywhere, live, anywhere in the world. If there is air, we are there. I like that. So you can tell your friends, you can tell your family members. I know some of you are listening to this from the radio that's sitting on top of your television like we used to do back in the day. But you can actually listen anywhere from your phone, your computer, your iPad, whatever device you have. And you can also listen live at WVON.com. So go to WVON.com or go to LynnMillionaire.com. Click listen live. And there I am. right there with you. So we are dead smack right up front in the beginning of marching orders. And if you want to reset, hit the reset button on your finances, you got to track every single thing you spend, every single thing. You got to take your power back. You cannot neglect or abuse your power. If you do it, you will reap the, you will have to experience the repercussions of that. If you neglect your power, that's not paying attention to your money. How many of us have done that? I raised my hand. I did it. I didn't pay attention. I just thought, you know, if I needed more money, I just figured I'd go make some more. That was it. And I know a lot of people who have that mentality. Oh, it's just money. Let me go make some more. No, you actually need to control it, because math is a tricky thing. Now, the truth is, it's actually the most objective thing that exists. 1 + 1 = 2. There's nothing you could do about it. It is what it is. It doesn't change. It doesn't fluctuate with the sun, the weather, the rain, people. 1 + 1 = 2. But see, money has the power to do more for you than you can do for it. Do you understand that when you've got a certain amount of wealth amassed, the reason why the Rockefellers and the Kennedys and even some of the people that I work with will have money to pass on from one generation to the next is because once you amass a certain amount of wealth, it works harder for you than you can work for it. That's right. Money makes more money on its own. So $10 million sitting in the bank earning 10% interest, it's going to earn $1 million without even doing anything. So then you have to decide, if you've got $10 million sitting in the bank, can you live off the $1 million in interest? Let's say you only live off a tenth of that. You decide, okay, I've got $10 million in the bank. It made $1 million in interest, which means now I have $11 million, and I only need to live off of $100,000. So now next year, that money is going to be earning interest on the $11 million. So it keeps duplicating and multiplying itself quicker than you can ever do it yourself. So in order to get money to work for you, have you ever had anybody work for you and you didn't treat them well? Unless they were under duress. And if they were under duress, then the second that they can get away from you, they're out of there. That's why slaves run away and, you know, things like that. So if you want something to work for you, you have to take care of it. You have to take care of it. You have to treat it well. You have to respect it. It's one of the reasons why I say I don't care what your job is. I don't care if you're the CEO. I don't care if you sweep the street. I don't care if you take the garbage out. Everybody is equal when it comes to value. Your value cannot be neglected. So everyone deserves respect. So your dollar deserves the same respect that you would give $100,000. $100,000 deserves the same respect that you would give $1 million. And if you cannot respect $1, you won't respect it when there are a million of them adding up. So the goal here is to get your money back in order and to track your spending. The next thing that you're going to do after that is live by the 10, 10, 30, 50. Every time you get paid, can you just try this? And the reason why it doesn't work for people is because the first thing they say is, Lynn, I have too many bills to pay. That means you got to subtract some bills. So the first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save. 30% is cash for your incidentals. The remaining 50% is for your bills. If you don't have enough money to pay your bills, you got to subtract some things. I suggest you do not subtract your tithing and your saving. You need those two. The tithing is just a spiritual discipline that you need to have in order. It has nothing to do with the church, the pastor, or even what religion you are. If you don't want to tithe to a church, give to a charity. But get in the habit of, if you have $10, to give away one, to donate one, to help somebody else with one. If you have $100, help somebody with 10. Chances are you would have helped yourself anyway. So chances are if you get $100, you're going to help yourself to a cup of coffee you don't need. You're going to help yourself to a Big Mac. You're going to help yourself to a sandwich. I know if I was in Chicago, I'd help myself to a fish witch with cheese right now and some Harold's chicken. Mm-hmm. I sure would. But if you decide to give that away, you're going to plant seeds that are going to reap a harvest into your life. So give away that first 10%. Then that next 10%, put it in the bank. And don't put it in the account that's attached to your checking account so you can move it over the minute you get desperate. You start acting like a crackhead with your money. You're desperate, like you just got to have it. Right. I said crackhead because some of us are addicted to spending. It's not drugs, but it's addicted to something else. So put that money in a credit union or some other bank that's not connected that you can't get to. The 30% is for all of your incidentals, groceries, gas, hair, and nails. If it doesn't fit, get rid of it. And the remaining 50% is for your bills. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's March. We have marching orders. But first, we got to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And it is marching season, and we have marching orders. That means we're going to get it right, and we're going to reap what we do right for the rest of the year. Reap what we do right for the rest of the year. I'm taking calls at 312-374-8130. Ray, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. Do you have a question for me?
Yes.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am excellent today, full of energy, love, and life, ready to help some people. What you got for me?
Okay, my wife and myself are just paying way too much for rent,
mm-hmm.
and so we want to move in a hurry, and
okay.
I'm also interested in real estate also, and just trying to find out what would be the best option of how to move,
right.
To maneuver, and which way that we could go this way that... when we have, I guess, a certain amount of money, then we can purchase the house that we really would love to purchase.
Absolutely. So this is what I'm going to tell you. I want you and everybody who is listening to this to start taking your life as seriously as these companies take their businesses. When these businesses want to make a move, they pull in a team of people. They assess where they are. They discuss where they want to go. Someone looks at the whole picture, and then they create a blueprint. You see, there is no building that has ever been built, whether it's a big, tall skyscraper or whether it's a small one-story ranch. There is a blueprint, and once the blueprint is put in place, then the people who are responsible for each element of that blueprint, they put the plan in action. So I'd like to help you create your blueprint, Ray. I'd like to help you and your family create your blueprint, and that's what I do. And once we look at your blueprint, so we look at how much money you have coming in versus how much money you have going out. Are you happy with that? If you're not happy with that, then we look at what changes we're going to make. And once we look at what changes we're going to make, we figure out who we got to talk to. And, you know, okay. And I say who we got to talk to because sometimes the changes that you have to make affect people. And the first right. people that they affect, I remember when my husband and I first started making changes, my little six-year-old daughter looked at us and said, "Are y'all broke?" Let me tell you, she was not having it. It was as if she had another family she could go live with. And so we had to deal with that. Yeah, she looked at us like we were the most disgusting people on the planet because we were making changes, because we were used to just giving them everything they wanted. And now when they asked for something, we had to discuss it as a family and figure out if it was in the budget. And one day at the dinner table, she looked at us and said, "Are y'all broke?" Just like that. And I almost fell out the chair. But now that she's an adult, even though they did not like it, my kids, now that they are all adults in college, they have excellent credit. They always have money in the bank. They always have money in the bank. And I'm not just talking about $5. They always have thousands of dollars in the bank. They are good at spending. They don't overspend. So I had to make the changes, but I had to be honest and start talking to people. So we're going to create your blueprint. You're going to ask yourself, do you like what you see? If you don't like what you see, you're going to make some changes. Then you're going to talk to the people about the changes you're going to make. Now, you're not going to talk to the people because you need their approval. You're going to talk to people to give them a fair warning. Right? Okay. And then, you know, some people are going to be with you and other people are going to be like, well, this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. And this is what I tell people. When you start making changes in your finances and people want to get you to move outside of the boundaries that you have set, you got to learn how to use the word no. And no is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain anything to anybody, right?
Right.
Once you do that, now you're free and clear. And then you can start to execute your strategy. So what does that look like for your renting? So what are you paying for rent right now, approximately, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, everything is kind of like bundled in as far as how we're paying our rent.
Okay.
Which the light, gas, and then we paying like the water, the sewer, garbage cans, all that.
Oh,
so it's almost like $2,000 or $2,200. So
that's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. And where are you? What city are you in?
Chicago.
Okay, so you're in Chicago. Okay, so that's kind of a lot. You could probably buy something for and spend half of that. You could buy something, maybe a multi-unit building. You can live in one unit, rent out the others, and now you have income coming in. And now that $2,000 that you were spending, it'll all be back in your pocket. Or you could buy a single-family home. Now, here's what you can do right now. Because you are renting doesn't mean you don't have any power. If you have a home-based business and you make one of those rooms exclusively for business, it could be a home office, then you get to write off whatever percentage. So let's say that you have four rooms and one of them is exclusively for business. Now you get to write off 25% of your rent, 25% of your light. You get to, and based on what you just said, that's at least $500 a month. So that's 500 times 12. That's $6,000 in additional write-offs, which means you're going to get more money back on your taxes or you're going to owe less taxes, whichever way. So, yeah, that's what I mean by the overall blueprint, the overall strategy. You want to look at everything. And so when people reach out to me and they want to have a conversation and I say, click this button so you can get a consultation, that's what you get. I give you a whole blueprint. I look at your credit, your budget. If you're not ready to tell your budget, then you can't talk to me because I can't help you if I don't see what you have coming in. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, so, I do. I'm ready to lay it all out for you.
Lay it all out. So go to my website at LynnRichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn, or call 888-LYNN123. But the quickest way to get a response is to go to LynnRichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn, or find me on social media, click the little link that's there, and let's get to the next level. We respond to every single message, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, Ray, on the other side of your wealth, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All righty. All righty. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We have to go. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Follow this radio show at Lynn Millionaire. Go to LynnRichardson.com so I can help you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.